हरे कृष्ण प्राण गोविंद प्रभु जी प्लीज एक्सेप्ट आवर हम्बल ऑबिसेंसेस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रीला प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर योर एसोसिएशन इन आवर भक्ति संघ कॉल प्रभु जी वी आर रीडिंग टुडे चैतन्य चरितामृत थर्ड चैप्टर 93 श्लोक फ्रॉम अंत्य लीला प्रभु जी प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल प्रभु थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू माता थैंक यू मदर्स एंड प्रभुस जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्ण आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू पार्टिसिपेट इन चैतन्य चरितामृत डिस्कशन सो आई एम श्योर यू ऑल नो द मंगलाचरण And perhaps you can bless me and also pray for me and participate in this Mangalacharan so we can begin by invoking the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Shapadantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam tam sajivam sadhaitam sabadhutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padan sahagana lalita Sri Vishakha nitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Pancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaivacham पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I'm very grateful to be here because we'll be able to hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his merciful contribution to deliver us and to take us back home, back to Godhead. In Chaitanya Lila, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned That Supreme Personality of Godhead, he enjoys in six ways. So even though this chapter is titled Haridas Thakur, Pastimes of Haridas Thakur, but still this is actually, according to this sloka, the Lord, he is known as Rashik Raj. Prema Rasa Nirjas Karite Asadhan. So Prema Rasa Nirjas Karite Asadhan. He has a desire, the Supreme Absolute Truth has a desire to enjoy always, never stop enjoying. And his enjoyment is divided into six categories. Our enjoyment, we think like something sensual. We don't think of enjoyment can be also dedication. Enjoyment can be also aspiration. Enjoyment can be also helping others. That maybe we have some experience. So Supreme Absolute Truth, actually, his form is a condensed form of bliss, means he enjoys in every thinkable or unthinkable way of relishing. He really relishes when somebody chastises him. Just like today, beginning of 93, but in the beginning of this chapter, Damodar Pandit was actually not directly criticizing, but was kind of chastising, correcting the Supreme Lord. I mean, this is unheard of. But he enjoys it. Mahaprabhu expressed that he enjoys it. Now, because we are in this material body, when somebody chastises us, somebody criticizes us, I don't think we, you can say we enjoy the humiliation in a bad way, bad experience. But in Supreme Lord, it is not like this. He enjoys actually every way. It says, Priyajadiman kari karaye barsan. In sulkiness, when the girlfriend Krishna really angry says horrible things, Krishna feels so joyful. We should not experience that, neither we can actually experience that. It would be very difficult. So here it says, Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatar Prakash. Ei choy rupe Krishna Kareno Bilas. This is in Adilila chapter 1, text 33, that Krishna six way he enjoys always. And one of the way he is enjoying, this we find in this chapter, through devotees. Through the devotees, devotee going through so much struggle, Haridas Thakur is humiliated, challenged, blasphemed. Haridas Thakur was given a hard time. He was beaten in 22 markets, so many, but Mahaprabhu enjoyed. Now you may say, what kind of enjoyment is that? This requires understanding from Nectar of Devotion, that how this emotion, even in this world, in your own experience, anger is a big emotion. Anger. Hiranyakashipu's anger. Nrisimhadev, when he came, he subdued Hiranyakashipu's anger. Nrisimhadev was so angry. Why? Because his devotee was humiliated, challenged, threatened. But that Krishna relish, as Nrisimhadev, he relish that he has so much feeling for his devotee that when somebody challenges, his anger comes out. His anger comes out how much? The whole universe was under Hiranyakashipu, but then Nrisimhadev came out, it put Hiranyakashipu like a little box. You know, Prabhupada says, with a two finger you kill a bug like this. Tabakara kamala bare nakam. Nakam means the nail. Tabakara kamala bare nakam adbhuta singam. That's just like a, with this nail, little bugs is chewed. So Nrisimhadev's anger was so big, so powerful. So Krishna enjoys, but now how he enjoys, this is the discussion. So in the beginning, we should always keep in mind, this is, there is a internal reason and external reason, every pastime that taking place in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is generally identify the personality of Godhead. Mm-hmm. Just like each of us, we have our identity. Who am I? I am a mother, I am a wife, I am this devotee, I am that. We have identity. Okay. What about your personality? Like what do you like? What do you, what preference you have? You want to know God's personality, you have to study Bhagavatam. And what about activity? What God does, then you come to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you want his identity, go to Bhagavad Gita. More straight, who is identity? You know, like a driver license or no, just identity, ID card. So Bhagavad Gita is kind of like ID card of Bhagavan. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is that what activity he does and how he enjoys life. But we have to see through the spiritual eye. We cannot see through the, our own experience of this world, because this world is just reverse. So we'll miss the main point. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daibad Adharma Shilaisya Shudukhi Tasya. That great philanthropic Prabhupada writes, souls travels on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to show compassion to the fallen soul who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. Now question comes, how is that the God's devotee like Prabhupada so merciful? Where this mercy coming from? It's all coming from Krishna. Krishna desired, he's compassionate. Krishna desired Radharani's position should be higher in a loving exchange. So he put actually her position higher. Krishna desired that his devotee's compassion should supersede his compassion. It's not like devotees are more than Krishna. Krishna put them there. His desire that he wants to see devotees are more glorified for their compassionate nature. Then that's all. And the beginning is Gorange Dasyorese Sabate Pagal, Gorange Dasyopreme Hoilo Pagal. Sabate Agal, Agal means in the front. The Gorange Dasyopreme, Dasyorese Sabate Agal, Nityananda Prabhu is before anybody. Everybody starts from Nityananda Prabhu. Agal means at front. Gorange Dasya Prema Hoilo Pagal. And he's always mad. Why? Because he is in Dasya Rash, he's relishing. Now, sometimes we see that Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful than Mahaprabhu. That is correct. Because Mahaprabhu wants. It is not that Nityananda Prabhu has a decision. No, it is Mahaprabhu, his supreme lord. He wants his devotee. He purposely create this atmosphere. So we see here Haridas Thakur. I'm just giving a little platform so that we have some clear understanding that why Haridas Thakur went through all this. It's actually pleasing Mahaprabhu because he has an internal reason and external reason. Just like when Krishna says, surrender unto me, I'll protect you. The protection already built in the surrender. Not that you have to surrender and then you look for protection. No, no, no. It's a wrong conception. When Krishna says something, it is already done. So only part is remain us to surrender. When we surrender, protection automatically done. Similarly, Mahaprabhu is enjoying through Haridas Thakur by making, establishing the holy name's potency, how holy name can actually solve all our problem. So like this, and we'll elaborate more. But Mahaprabhu also, he enjoys glorifying devotees. One place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, he enjoys through five mouths. Now here it will say, 100 mouths even. So verse 93 will start. Tabe Mahaprabhur Nija Bhakta Pase Jaya Haridasir Guna Kahe Satamukha Heya. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his personal devotee. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his personal devotee and began speaking about Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's transcendental quality as if he had hundreds of mouths. It's not a metaphor. Actually, he expressed this through Ananta Shesh. He has a millions of mouths. They glorify the devotees, great devotee. I'm sure Ananta Shesh also glorifying Prabhupada for a long time. How much we know? We only know how much he dealt here. But what he went through inside with the Lord, only Krishna knows. The next verse. Bhakati raguna kahite prabhur baraye ullasa. Bhakata gana shrestha tate Sri Haridasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derives great pleasure from glorifying his devotees. And amongst the devotees, Haridas Thakur is the foremost. Very nice. Haridasir guna gana asankhaya para keha kono angse borne nahi paya para. The transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur are innumerable and unfathomable. One may describe a portion of them, but to count them all is impossible. I'm going to stop at the purport. This is how I proceed always. Because if there's no purport, means Prabhupada did not give it, so I feel like I should not. Sabas. Sabakaha na jaye hari dasera charitra keho kichu kahe karite apana pavitra. No one can describe all the qualities of Haridas Thakur. One may say something about them just to purify themselves. That's what we are doing, himself. Vrindavana daso jaho na koila varnana Haridasir guna kichu suna bhakta gana. O devotees, O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please hear something about the qualities of Haridas Thakur. The Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in details. See, this is another etiquette that when I give class or something, I'm correcting also myself, that always try to glorify other speaker, all the acharyas. And Prabhupada, that's what he does. And here also, Krishnadas Kaviraja's Goswami, he actually giving the more conclusive. Have you ever hear a philosophy in a story form? I don't know. I mean, I don't remember any in my childhood. You never hear a philosophy in a story format. That's what Chaitanya Charitamrita is. Chaitanya Charitamrita sounds like a story, but it's actually full of philosophy. Every sloka. O devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please hear something about qualities of Haridas Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in details. He is very cautious. He doesn't want to go overboard of what Vrindavan Das Thakur already given. So he's very cautiously submitting himself. Haridasa jabe nija griha tega kaila bena pule bana madde kato dina rahila. After leaving his home, Haridas Thakur stayed for some time in the forest of Benapur. Nirjana bane kuthira kari tulasi sevana ratri dine tina laksha nama sankirtana. Haridas Thakur constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There he planted a tulasi plant. In front of a tulasi, he would chant this holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. He chanted throughout the entire day and night. The village of Benapur is situated in the district of Jeshohar, which is now in Bangladesh. Benapur is now near Bangao station. which is at the border of Bangladesh and maybe reached by the Eastern Railway from Sialdah station in Calcutta. Bharidas Thakur, being the Acharya of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is called Namacharya Bharidas Thakur. From his personal example, we can understand this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and becoming highly elevated in Krishna consciousness. It's very simple. Without difficulty, we can sit down anywhere, especially on the bank of the Ganges, Jamuna, or any other sacred rivers, devise a sitting place or cottage, a plant, a tulsi tree, before the tulsi, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra undisturbed. This is very nice. Bharidas Thakur used to chant, I'm going to stop here for a few minutes, because sometimes devotees think like, why Prabhupada writes how to go from Calcutta to where? Is it like everybody is going to go from America to where the border is, Haridaspur? I went there with Bhakti Raghav Maharaj in a very early age. We stayed there one night. And there was a little mystical story. Actually, no, we stayed a few days, but there was some mystical story. The reason Prabhupada put this, because he already see how Kali intervened and created duplicate things and divert the devotee from this real spiritual place to something imitation or duplication. Mayapur birthplace already had a duplicate place. It's not anymore that popular because by Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu's birthplace became. But even I remember when I joined, even in late 70s, like there was a competition. The other side of the river is birthplace or this side. But then by the mercy of Prabhupada, now Mayapur is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because so much tourism, advertisement all over the world and dignitary, the minister, president, they came. So it made it more prominent. And all our acharya, including Prabhupada, worked very hard to establish this. So Prabhupada is just protecting this Haridas Thakur's place, birthplace, and his bhajan place, so that in future, so he gives something like a locomotive, you know, train station, so you can identify like how much, how far, where it is. Bharidas Thakur used to chant holy name on his bed 300,000 times throughout the entire day and night. He would chant the 16 names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One should not, however, imitate Bharidas Thakur, for no one else can chant the holy name 300,000 times a day. Such chanting is for the Mukta Purusha or liberated soul. We can follow his example. However, by chanting 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on beads every day and offering respect to the Tulsi plant, this is not at all difficult for anyone. The process of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with a bow before Tulsi plant has such great spiritual potency. And simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. Very nice. Chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respect to the Tulsi plant difficult. The process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think the next verse is Prasadam, glory of Prasadam. But I'll stop here and we'll discuss some of Haridas Thakur's chanting system, how it's relevant to ours. Perhaps we can have some discussion, conversation about this, further explanation, I would say. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also in Harinam Chintamani, many questions raised that how this world will be delivered, how Hare Krishna Mahamantra actually delivering. So I remember one time we were discussing that one time Srila Prabhupada's disciple, they were chanting in the middle of nowhere, and they were asking Prabhupada how this is benefiting anybody. And Prabhupada says that there is a ripple when you chant. The waves goes far, far distance than you can imagine. And they were chanting in some kind of a high mountain in New Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, when you chant, the sound vibration, it travels, goes all the way to the last layer of the universe. And in the meantime, everybody catches out of it. You ever wonder, like, how this karmi's life is sustained? Their life is not sustained by their activities. Sustained by Krishna's ikkhan, he glances. He still glances. It is not like one time he glances. If he moves his glance, this world is finished in that moment. Immediately. It's in Bhagavatam Prabhupada writes. So this, as Prabhupada mentioned, chanting 16 noun, how it is important. So if you look at in 1971, I always remember that letter. There is a letter Prabhupada wrote to Himavati Mataji in London. I think August 19, 1971, and Prabhupada write very clearly, chanting 10-16 rounds regularly and no power in all three worlds will make you fall down. Krishna will save you always. It's very interesting. One devotee from Baltimore, very nice, sincere, serious devotee, where I had a little conversation. I stayed in there. Figure it out. Anyway, he's such a serious, sincere, him and his wife, they're so sweet devotees. And he told me that one senior sannyasi, how he's not, he kind of deviating little bit, falling down in it. But the first thing attack is that he feels slackness in chanting, even to chant 16 hours. So this is a one guideline we can see Prabhupada. We should always keep it boldly. That if I don't feel enthusiastic to chant these 16 rounds, that means some attack. Attack doesn't mean defeat. There's a difference between attack and defeat. I'm talking about the attack. When we're attacked, we have to be careful and we have to fight with it. That means we have to overcome. So you have to check your own, examine your own feeling, how you feel about this chanting every day. If you're not feeling well, Jiva Goswami Pad said five way diverse our pure platform to material platform. One of the ways is that you develop a attachment to something that takes away your chanting time or your spiritual practice. Just like, if it is emergency, one day, 2 days is okay. But if it continues like this, there is a serious problem that some offense happened. And sometimes I even think like sometimes, you know, of course, by Krishna's grace, Prabhupada grace, I'm doing okay, chanting. But if I ever feel slack, I think like, what did I do wrong? Where did I commit offense or something? So I pray sincerely that, my Lord, I cannot figure it out where and it happened. And then I see that some or other was a nice way Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that if it is not intentionally committed offense and somebody took it in a wrong way, like Rupa Goswami Pad was seeing Radha Krishna's pastime, he was laughing at it, how Krishna is bending the part of the tree where Radharani is trying to pluck, but she didn't see that Krishna is actually pushing the branch. And then she wanted to grab that flower to offer to Krishna. So she jumped to grab it, and then she grabbed the tree, and Krishna let go, and now Radharani is hanging. That's such a hilarious. So Rupa Goswami Pad is laughing, but at that time there was a some deformed, broken leg or something. He's going by and he thought Rupa Goswami Pada looking at him and laughing. But that was not, so that was unintentional. But still, Rupa Goswami Pada he examined his heart, he felt not comfortable, that he cannot concentrate. Even Gadadhar Prabhu, who is Radharani herself, she told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that since I revealed the mantra to an unqualified person, I cannot concentrate when I chant. So Mahaprabhu says, wow, how this happened? So these things, of course, they are in an eternal associate, plus they are in a chit shakti. This is not that. But to demonstrate us and help us, they are expressing how we should detect if there is something wrong. This is all over. Before we chant, I almost give class every day. So somewhere I was talking that, I think it's yesterday. Somebody asked that, how do you know how the result is produced? So there is a verse in Nectar Devotion. I recently mentioned a few devotees that they should focus on that verse. Mana sangharanam saucham maunam mantrartha chintanam abhigratam manirveda japa sampatti hetava. Japa sampatti hetava. How the result of my chanting is produced? Well, Bhagavan Das asked that same question to Srila Prabhupada in a letter. In other ways, you can put it out. Srila Prabhupada says, when you chant, he asked the question, in the temple we all are chanting, is everybody gets the same benefit? Or there is a difference, or how the result is produced? Very nice question, thoughtful question. And Prabhupada, the way he answered is so nice. He said, yes. When someone chants, it has to connect to the Absolute Truth. So how it connects to Absolute Truth? Prabhupada gives a very simple English, but it has a so deep meaning. Absolute Truth, then we have to focus on this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. Nama chinta mani krishna chaitana rasa vigraha. Purna, suddha, nitta, mukta, avinnat tatnama namina. Before we start chanting, we invoke the mercy of Guru. Without Guru's remembrance, do not just start chanting Hare Krishna. No, that is not proper. I mean, you can chant, but if you want to really get tangible result, you have to focus. He said, Prathamastu Gurum Pujya, Tathaschaiva Mama Archanam. Turvan Siddhina Vapnati Hiyannatha Nishpalam Bhavet. If you do not evoke the mercy of Guru, Vaishnava, if you have a senior Vaishnava giving you shelter, it's wonderful. If you have a guru, it's wonderful. But you have to be subordinate. Always think of them before you start chanting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur even give more details in Harinam Chintamani. They are in his own language in a very loving format. Agre Guru Puja Pare Krishna's Pujan. Sri Guru Devi Krishna Prasad Samarpan Guru Aggalaya Sada Pujive Jatane Guru Smariya Krishna Bolive Badane. In that one sloka, he put so many things, all confidential, importance of Guru. He says, Guru Smariya Krishna Bolive Badane. First, you remember your Guru's instruction. You wanted me. Just for a moment. And then you take Panchadatta Mantra. And then you start Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You will see result is different. I also had a bad habit like I remember a long time back. You take the Japa Mala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. We are in a service mood. We have to be in a service mood. It's very important. So that sloka, it says that holy name of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes, is transcendentally blissful. Whose name are you chanting? Prabhupada said it has to connect with Absolute Truth. Whose name? Blissful form of Lord. Every activity we have, just like a Chaitanya Charitamrita, has a Ishtadeva of Mahaprabhu with these three conceptions. I discussed one day, if you all remember, you can hear that part in the class. And in Bhagavatam, you focus on another sloka. Janma Adasya Jata. That sloka is the Ishtadev, object of worship, when you recite Bhagavatam. When you recite Chaitanya Chaitamrita, that sloka. Jat Addaitam Brahma Upanishaditam Upashyatam. When we chant Hari Nam, Hari Nam, we should always think transcendental, blissful form of Krishna. It is not like austerity. It is a blissful, happy, joyful Krishna's form. Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha means that he is condensed form of bliss and he is expert in relishing transcendental mellow of love. That is the object. This is the Harinam is also a Prabhu. He has a form. This is his form. Whom we are connecting? We are connecting with Rasa Vigraha. But this is Chintamani. Be careful. Be careful is like a Hare Krishna, I'm a little tired. And the holy name will give you tiredness too. Wait, why? Because you are thinking. Any thought comes during that chanting, we have to be very careful. Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, you cannot stop. But you can be selective. Don't be neglective. Selective. Selective means, if you like, okay, that thought that Prabhupada was chanting and reporter asked, how do you feel? Prabhupada said, I feel fearless. That thought came. That is very nice. You feel happy. Then those, okay, you can be selected like this. Because you cannot control what is passing through our mind. It's like uncontrollable. But we can be selected. But if you be neti, neglecting, I don't want this, that is bad way of asserting. It's better focus what you want to focus. So it says that it bestows all spiritual benediction, for it is Krishna himself, but in a Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha means too, he himself is condensed form of bliss. He is also super expert to relish the transcendental mellow of love. It's both. This is holy name form. So that form, you have to literally meditate on it before you even start chanting. Two sloka, it's compulsory according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani. That identity of Bhagavan as the Harinam Prabhu and my position, how do I approach him to serve him. So these two sloka is very important. Sorry, he is a reservoir of all pleasure and Krishna's name is complete. We don't need anything else. When we chant Krishna's name, itself is complete. It is the form of all transcendental mellows. Again and again, Prabhupada repeated twice. It is not a material name under any condition. It is no less power than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. Why? Because the name Krishna and Krishna are identical. So this is very important. We should, if we cannot memorize the sloka, at least the translation should be fully grasped. That is important. And we guard ourselves from the enmity. Now, if you say, what is the offense, root of offense? Prabhupada, I was hearing one class, Prabhupada says, the root cause of offense that I am a servant of Krishna. Not Vaishnava Aparad. Vaishnava Aparad is deadly, yes, dangerous. But root, the origin, that I forgot I'm servant of Krishna, I have a relationship. If we focus on that, then automatically the other things will be one by one clarified. I remember sometime back we had a discussion, actually many years back, that how do we, what is the preparation for our sadhaka's life? And I follow this, that's why I'm sharing with you. That there should be some kind of a rules. I remember Sasrup Maharaj also, I think, wrote something. I read many years back, Mahanidhi Maharaj wrote, many devotees wrote different things. Sachinandan Maharaj also, I think, he wrote. What we do, you prepare night before when you go to sleep. Make sure you have a sattvic sleeping time, not rajasic, not tamasic. We need rest. We don't need sleep. Body need rest. Your soul doesn't need rest. I don't need rest, but I am inside this body. Just like if I am inside the car, I need to take care of the car. There is no gas. Well, I want to go to Miami. I'm sorry. There is no gas. Car will not go. So you need to feed. You need to maintain this body. You know, tune up, oil change, tire change, whatever, alignment, all kinds. Similarly, this body need to be nicely maintained. Why? Because Krishna is inside. There is an altar in our heart. Krishna is there. So night before, don't eat too much heavy food. This is just a discussion. I remember I made a little note and I follow this. I don't actually eat at night nowadays. But still, don't eat heavy food at night. Simple food, like as Prabhupada says, milk, hot milk, maybe fruits, maybe a little sweet. Even though one sannyasi, he said, don't take any sweet at night because he has a problem of some is controlling senses. So by eating light meal, you will sleep actually soundly and you will be able to rise early without difficulty. And I do this. I'm actually practicing this. That's why I'm convinced what we drawn from different acharyas' opinion is true. And have full energy to attentive japa next morning. The night before, make a kind of a bow, sankalpa we call, perform bow, that tomorrow morning, but this conviction is needed. Not just go to sleep, just that. I want to get up in the morning so I can serve the holy name, body need rest. You have a conviction, you have some concentration. I want to get up and I want to chant with full concentration tomorrow. And such with that mood, you can actually go to sleep. And then,
You make a B, I make a R.
Hare Krishna.
R, I make the R, you make the A.
Yeah,
it's A.
Hare Krishna, is okay, everything? Okay. So then you have a time, place, mind, chanting techniques. As Prabhupada said, sit properly. Yoga Shastra, I was recently also reading Patanjali's because they are very much into concentration and we need in the beginning very good concentration. Yoga Shastra proclaimed that sitting straight facilitate concentration. I could not sit more than 1 hour. I would have to get up and nowadays I can sit 6-7 hours. It doesn't bother. It just, you have to learn the techniques very easy. If your body is soothing and you can sit actually, there's no, of course you have to practice a little bit. But if you have a light meal night before, in the morning when you get up fresh, everything, you can actually sit. And with your conviction, it changes. Our subtle body controls the physical body. Not that physical body controls the subtle body. It's a misunderstanding. In the subtle body, if I have a disease, it will manifest in the physical body later. But I have a capability to destroy the disease in the subtle body before even it manifests. If you know the techniques. So if you purify the subtle body, then physical body will be aligned with you. This is Haridas Thakur. Life is very extreme. We are not going to imitate. Even though there is an example in Mayapur, there was one black body devotee from Africa. He was very much... And I remember Bhavanda Maharaj told us this story. Every evening we would sit down and you tell us the story of this person. And one time he mentioned that devotees, who was actually in a kind of a isolated himself from devotee in Mayapur, and he was chanting. And he came in the morning and Prabhupada met him and he said, "So, what you are doing?" He says, "I'm chanting like Haridas Thakur." Prabhupada said, "Well, we should not imitate. You should do some practical service also." But somehow or other, he didn't listen. He just went on chanting. And after some time, Prabhupada says, "This does not last. They fall down. They get, sometime we actually estimate, you know, like sometime I think like I should be in a better situation, better position. I don't see whether I'm qualified or not, but I want to be there by any means, by force. We don't need. We should be satisfied with Krishna right now. We don't need to achieve something. Our enjoyment by the location of our consciousness, where our consciousness is situated. If it is for the pleasure of Guru Krishna, then it's perfect. You will be satisfied. You will be happy and you grow. We don't need to materially motivate it to achieve some higher position in the spiritual. It's not there. A service attitude, humble attitude is the key." So of course, after a few weeks, that devotee disappeared. And when Prabhupada heard, he wrote it in the purport of Bhagavatam that this devotee was imitating Haridas Thakur and then he disappeared, fell down and gone. Nobody even knew. He could not even keep up spiritual life. So we don't need artificially to jump into something we are not eligible or capable. We have to be very practical. Of course, we have to absorb, we have to have a meditational mood, where our mood has to be very clean, pure, like chant with feelings. Feelings of longing for Krishna. That is all the acharyas are recommending. All the acharyas are recommending. If we don't feel longing, why I'm saying this, even in the very beginning, I'm being honest to you, like when I was chanting many few decades ago, I was thinking like something like superficial. This chanting is like superficial. I'm trying to feel good, but I'm not feeling good. So of course, mundane logic will be like, why should I continue to do something superficial? But then when I read Harinam Chintamani a little deeper, and then it made me very convincing, and Prabhupada's lectures is the greatest help. Then I took the process more seriously. Actually, you have to take it more seriously, and you go down from conditional to cognitional to constitutional, where you are, who you are. And if you chant at that level, you will feel innate longing for the Lord. That time you will actually declare those are not chanting, they have a superficial life. Those who are chanting, they have a normal life. This cross, it's sometimes difficult because sometimes some devotees don't go there and they just out of it. They don't feel too much enthusiastic to serve. So this is very important. We should seriously take vow to go to that level. And it is necessary. It is not like, okay, someday. No. You should. Immediately you should go there. Then you will be able to stay there very nicely and progress smoothly, steadily, while you are helping your family, friends, and the preaching mission very nicely. Because you are convinced, you know, taste in bhakti, in chanting, is proving our achievement, or not that we are looking for achievement, that whether bhakti is genuine, bhakti is the constitutional function of the soul. If you cannot convince and you're not relish, how are you going to tell others this is great things? It will be like some motivation, material motivation, like multi-level marketing that I went also many, many years back, that they get motivated and then after a while they all die, some or other, you know, drops everything. So this is not a motivational thing. Motivation is okay if it brings you to Krishna, but that's not a sustainable position. Chanting japa or bhakti does not sustain by motivation or tribulation or mental emotion. It's sustained by your own conviction, determination, spiritual emotion. These are sustainable, I said. You'll never lose it. Srila Prabhupada, in his prayers, recently we just reading Prabhupada's arriving in America. I think last Wednesday or something. That there is a famous sloka in that song, Markine Bhagavad Dharma. Bhakti nai vedanai name khub dharo, bhakti vedanta nam eve sarthak karo. Prabhupada writes that, oh my Lord, I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purpose of it. So Prabhupada writes that he had a strong faith. This is what was the backbone of his movement. Of course, he was following his guru's instruction. So both are there. He mentioned both. And this, in the chanting time, the moods are very important. Moods are so important that we should actually check every day. Some affirmation, you know, firm affirmation is meant to set the proper mood when we chant. Sometimes devotee who have not had the best experience with japa began chanting in a negative mood. Maybe it's me, or maybe some of you already had this. You know, you're chanting like, oh gosh, I have to chant, I have to finish my rounds, I have to go for shopping, I need to do this. It's like so many things, like you're already putting into negative, as if it's like you don't have a choice, you're just doing it. No, this is not good. This is not good. Chanting with a japa in a negative mood is not good. Reasoning that because in general the japa has not been good. You'll see when they chant in negative, they don't come out like a wow, I love Krishna, I love chanting. No, they say, okay, I finish it. It's still like a nagging there. It will what is the problem in this? Again, when you chant next day, it's the same thing. Again, it will happen. So they enter with the expectation of a negative experience. Approaching japa more than loving relationship. If you were asked one question, what is the most important in chanting? It's the relationship. Asray laiya bhaje tare Krishna nahite je ar sabe maraya karan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so mercifully he explained this. Kono bhagye kono jive shraddha jodi hoy tobe sei je dasra se goranga bhaje dasya paripakke jabe jibe hridaye dasya paripakke. We should think that I am a servant of my guru and he is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is perfect, this vision, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. Dasya paripakke, when that servitorship is mature, your relationship from servitorship to the Madhurja Lila will be entered. When your heart will be saturated with the feelings in that Dasharas. The first affirmation is meant to create a mood of welcoming the supreme Rasa Vigraha, holy name, to my heart, to my home. We make our home attractive. I remember when Pele, one soccer player, came to Calcutta. And I had a relative who is also a big famous player in Mohan Bagan and East Bengal. Anyway, it's a two party in Calcutta. Soccer player, we call football. So because they had a privilege of inviting that person. Oh my God, I still remember. They spent thousands and thousands of rupees those days just to decorate the road because this famous guy coming. Krishna is the ultimate famous. We are welcoming him to come to our heart today. We are going to chant. Are we decorating? Are we feel joyful about that great personality is coming? We should have that kind of mind. We should think seriously. Same way, we want to make our consciousness special in preparation for a special this japa time. We should welcome the Nam Prabhu in a clean, attractive home with not an unclean couch where he's sitting, where the holy name will be recited, the Lord will come. It has to be clean, all the unnecessary things. If there is a dirty dog comes inside the house and make it mess when you have a first-class sannyasi, it will not be a good one. So you have to keep a guard that no unnecessary elements will be entered. We have to prepare in this way. Some devotee will read verses. You can recite some verses, famous verses that promote this before you start even. Prabhupada did some time. He did many times. He recited even some song just to concentrate on that. Of course, Bhagavatam also says that you can do pranayam. At the end of that chapter, Bhagavatam says, but if you follow Guru's instruction, you don't need to do all this Ashtanga. So you have to think of inviting Gurudev, and you always think when you're chanting, you're sitting next to your Guru, Tulsi Maharani, like this. Or you can have a picture because they are in Suddha Satta platform. They can actually enter. Prabhupada told this to Dhaneshwar Prabhu. When you offer in front of a photo, he asked the question, how you take it through the photo? Prabhupada said, Guru is in a Suddha Satta platform, pure goodness. They can be in spiritual world, they can be anywhere. But your connection, devotional connection, can invite them to come through the picture, come through the sound vibration and accept your offerings. This is important. When we chant, recently I wrote a little small note other day in our couple session that we should really chant and we should think like you are with your Guru and Krishna, not anyone else. We have a dual mentality. In 11th canto, Bhagavatam, Krishna says this, that we have a faith, we have some respect on spiritual life. We also have a material desire, material. So these two things are there side by side. So you have to choose when you chant that you want to focus only this. So then you think that Duryodhan mentality is the world has no value. The God has no value without the world. And Arjuna's mentality that world has no value without God. So when you are with holy name, you have to have that, when I'm with holy name, nothing else is important. It is very important that when we chant, we often are doing something else internally. So are we chanting internally? No. You are chanting externally. But internally, your mind can be somewhere else thinking what you did yesterday and what are you going to do today and what are you going to do in future. All kinds of thought comes. Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, doesn't matter. You keep on going. Eventually, the power of holy name through your devotional attitude will conquer your mind and then eventually you'll come out. But how soon you want to come out, it depends on you. You can become disconnected from the holy name if you are not careful. I mean, I was careful. I remember some time back, I was thinking like, I'm going to be concentrating. Like when we go to temple, you know, we had a Sunday feast. So every week I interview some Prabhupada's disciples. We have so many Prabhupada's disciples. We are fortunate here for decades. You know. So yesterday I was asking to this devotee, And I said, so when you go inside, what do you think? Are you like fully aware what's going on? It's 6:30 now, Gaur Arati. You are aware of that song? You are so nice. And him and his wife was there. And they said, Mataji said, I was not even aware of what's going on. I was just thinking, who else is here? Of course, I saw the deity, but it was not like I was not communicating with the deity. I just, oh, it's a good feeling I'm inside the temple. But I was not even aware that actually Mahaprabhu is sitting on a singhasana. That's what the song says. You're supposed to visualize. Bhaktivinoda Thakur visualized and it manifested. And he wrote the song. It was not like he was thinking, okay, let me write something so in future they can sing each content. No. He literally saw and he was describing what he's seeing. We can have that access. You can see that vision. That beautiful golden singhasan. Dakkhine nitai chad bame gadadhar. Nityananda Prabhu is on the right side. Gadadhar Pandit on the left side. Nikata Advaita Jini, Advaita Acharya is next to Nityananda Prabhu. All the Vishnu Dattas on the right side. Shakti Dattas on the left side. Mahaprabhu is sitting there. Lord Shiva is dancing here. Sukhdev Goswami is there. Brahmaji is there. Everybody and whatever, where are you? And being, you know, nowadays standing dandavat, or I don't know how it's that means, standing obeisances. Easy way to say it. Because dandavat means actually literally fell like a rod. But mentally we can do, but spiritually difficult. So we have to, my point is that we have to be very careful. When we are beginning, we should say, I want to chant, I want to serve, I love to serve. With that mood, we should chant every time. So I'll stop here. If there is any question or comment or reflection anyone has, mothers.
Thank you so much. It's a so wonderful class. Prabhuji, I have one question. You were telling about the chanting. We should remember our special master. And is it different devotee chant, different ways? Just like, should we chant every mantra, special master name, or in the beginning, Prabhuji?
In the beginning, and then you think like this. I give an example. Because I used to remember when my child would take them to the playground. You know how, is this mother Anjana Gopika? You sound like. But if, okay. Like you have a child, I know, your daughter sing very nicely. When you take them, or when, they're probably grown up now, you don't go to playground. Well, pandemic, you don't go to playground. So when you used to take them to the playground, and you let them go and play with the other children. They're taking this ride, climbing this, climbing that, going all kinds of. But back of their mind, they know their mother is there watching. So something like this. We take Guru's name, remember Guru, but then whole time we are aware that Guru is there watching. Just like a child fearlessly playing, running here, running there. He's not like every moment looking, where is my mother? Is she going to leave me? No, he's not thinking. He has a conviction. He really feels in deep in his heart that his mother is always looking after him. So like this, we always should think, my guru is always there. Prabhupada made this very heavily. He says, I'm always with my Guru Maharaj. He's always with me. Ranjit Prabhu paid obeisances after chanting Gayatri. And in the beginning, he paid obeisances. He said, Jai Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, Jai Prabhupada. After learning how to chant Gayatri, he said, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Jai Prabhupada. He got so confused. He asked the secretary outside. He said, why Prabhupada is saying Jai Prabhupada? I'm saying Jai Prabhupada because it's his Prabhupada. He said, I don't know. You should ask him now. Otherwise, when are you going to learn? So they went inside. This Prabhupada, you said Joy Prabhupada. When he said Joy Prabhupada, he means glorifying you. But you said Joy Prabhupada. said, yes, I'm just a peon. I'm just taking his offering and giving to my Prabhupada. So I said, yes, Jai Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, the whole conception, his internal, that he's always collecting all the souls and offering to his guru. He's not taking for him. That's why he expressed a couple of times that you all are representative of my Guru Maharaj. He would never, he hardly ever consider his disciples. You always see them there. It's all offering his body. One time he was eating apple from the tree, plucked it like this. So Hamsudut Maharaj says, Prabhupada, you just pluck it and just take a bite. Prabhupada said, don't you know sannyasi means? Grihastha means they have a deity in the altar in the house. They have must offer, they get up Mangal Arati and they do everything in the house. But sannyasi means they carry the deity in their heart. So the moment I plucked, I offered to my Guru Maharaj and he offered to Krishna. Oh, I didn't see it. He said, well, you need a spiritual vision to see it. So like this, it makes sense. Like you pay obeisances first and then you think always he is there. Something like that. Is that okay, Mata?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Is there any question or comment from Swamiji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. This is Sureshwar Shyam from Charlotte. Yeah, hi, thank you, Prabhu, for very nice points. Prabhuji, I have one question. From Bhagavad Gita. It's a little bit related to this. The purport, Prabhu, from second chapter, verse 62. So, purport Prabhupada writes, Lord Shiva was deep in meditation, but when Parvati agitated him for sense pleasure, he agreed to the proposal, and as a result, Kartikeya was born. When Haridas Thakur was a young devotee of the Lord, he was similarly allured by the incarnation of Maya Devi, but Haridas easily passed the test because of his unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. So, Prabhuji, how do we understand this, Prabhu? Like, here it looks like on the surface, right? Looks like, you know, Shiva was allured, right? And he is attracted to sense pleasure, right? Whereas Haridas Thakur is an unalloyed devotee, right, Prabhu?
You have to examine your own heart when you ask the question. What are you trying to say? You are trying to think like Shiva should be higher or lower or should be... That's a mundane thought. What Prabhupada wrote here, that as you read, I'm paraphrasing, the Haridas Thakur, he was a young devotee of the Lord. Yeah, that's what you just read. I remember that purport. And he was similarly allured by incarnation of Maya Devi. But Haridas easily passed the test. What is passed the test? Because Maya Devi belongs to Shiva. Not Haridas Thakur, not you, not me or anybody.
Oh.
It is Krishna Shakti, Maya Devi, that given to Lord Shiva eternally, in a sense, that she has a purpose to fulfill. If Kartika is not born, who is going to lead the army? So in that case, to establish that point, Prabhupada wrote that yes, even Shiva can come. Actually, it's true. Even there is another incident you'll see. I remember in my childhood, I'm seeing this picture of Kali's walking with her Rudra Bhayanak Murti. And at one point, even Shiva could not control. So then Shiva lie on the road where Kali some or other step over and she got slowed down and then came back to her Saptagun and peaceful. So Maya is not belongs to actually even Shiva. Even though she is married to Shiva, but it is Krishna's Maya. So when Haridas Thakur wanted to establish the power of holy name and he took shelter of the holy name, then he came over. Now, another time when Lord Shiva always is known as Nilkanta, I'm sure you read also that purport, Prabhupada writes, that Shiva has a nickname, maybe just regular name, Nilkanta, because all the poison, he put it on the throat. He did not want it to go down to the heart where the Lord is or spit out, because if it spit out, then the world will be in danger. And if it goes through the heart, it will hurt the Lord. So he kept it on the throat. Such an exalted devotee. But to put that point, that when he was chanting the name, the holy name is so powerful, that his bluish color became white. And when Mayadevi saw that somebody is sitting there, looks like my husband, but he's not my husband. She ran away. Now, in that case, just to prove the power of holy name, this Leela took place. But in this case, this verse, Dehatu Bishayan Pungsa, the famous verse, how we fell down, or how the soul falls down again by the contemplation. The Lord Shiva's position is established as a glorification of holy name. If a big personality like him is not there to promote Haridas Thakur's position of holy name shelter, then who else going to? If Bhishmadev was not on the other side, you could not say that Kauravas are big fighter. Because Bhishmadev is there, who cannot be killed, two boons he had. He cannot be killed and he'll never be defeated. That was given by Parashuram. And one was given by his father. So there is no compare, but yet Krishna made it that he is defeated. So similarly, the power of holy name, how powerful? Even Shiva can be allured by the Maya. That's normal. Wife should allure the husband. At that time, if the Shiva was like taking shelter of the holy name, powerful, then probably he would overcome. But he didn't in this case. He saw that Mayadevi wanted to get some job done, so he just got allured. Even though his name is Dhira, Haridas Thakur is also Dhira, but he stayed fixed because of the power of holy name. To promote the holy name has to be given such a great example. Yeah. So Lord Shiva, allured by the Maya, doesn't mean he's like an ordinary living entity like us. No, this is not fell down. It's just what did exactly Prabhupada writes? He writes, can you read it again? That he easily passed, Haridas Thakur easily passed the test. So it's a question of alluring power. Huh?
Yeah, he was similarly allured by the incarnation of Maya Devi, but Haridasa easily passed the test because of his unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna.
So that's the point Prabhupada is making. That if you take shelter of holy name, even Mayadevi, who influences Shiva, cannot influence you. How powerful the holy name is. It's a negative way of glorifying a holy name. How powerful holy name is. So that's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that point. Yes, holy name, we should follow Haridas Thakur. Example. Thank you, Prabhu. Any other question?
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
As always, wonderful class. I wonder if you could elaborate on one point you were making earlier when you were saying the distinction between having conviction and having some mental motivation in order to sustain our japa well. You remember that part? You're making this distinction, how we shouldn't just, you know, we shouldn't just think that by some mental motivation,
like you hear some motivational speaker,
you know.
Yes, yes. Yes.
It shouldn't be like that. We should have conviction. But how to, I think I need to be a little clearer on the distinction between this conviction and mental.
Now, this was, I got this one because recently one devotee was saying that, I feel better. You're giving class every day almost like, don't you feel better when other appreciate? This is a very, very exemplary. So this person, this devotee was, we were talking, and then conversation led to like, when we are distressed, we often need someone. I mean, practically you think, when you are not feeling well, you are distressed. We often need someone to unburden ourselves. While that is an understandable and even essential human need, it can become a dependence. And, you know, debilitating dependence at that, we may start using, you know, and abusing others to feel better about ourselves. I mean, if we look around, if we look around us, we probably know some people who just start complaining, blaming, lamenting as soon as we meet them. I don't know, it may never happen to you, but whenever, you know, I say, how are you doing, Prabhuji? Or how are you, hello sir, how are you? Ah, this crap, you know, pandemic. So immediately, like, some complaining.
Yes, I know. I have experienced that, yeah.
Or some people will say, just tired of this weather, you know, it's so hot. It's like always some complaining or blaming or lamenting.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
As soon as we meet them, we become tense. when we are about to meet them and happy, a sigh of relief when the meeting ends. Practically, I felt like that. So we may even want to be understanding with them, you know, empathizing with all that they have gone through or are going through. Still, their unrelenting negativity dries out all our empathy. This is a practical experience. Rarely do we realize that we ourselves may be becoming like them. It's scary. Rarely do we realize that we ourselves may be becoming like them when we wallow in the negativities of our own life. Sometimes we see, we find their company exhausting. It happened a few times. If we become like them, won't others find our company exhausting? Sure. More damagingly, won't we find our company exhausting? Why should we let ourselves become someone whose company we would want to avoid? It makes sense. So then question may arise, do we have an alternative? Yes, we do. Certainly. We cannot change all the negativity around us, but we can change the negativity within us. That's a fact. And I try also, I'm being honest to you, it's not that I don't have a negativity, I try also that we can change. If we look around us, we probably know some people who remain steady and cheerful even amid great difficulties. You know, in airport one time, we are going to Italy, myself and Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and some or other, some people missing the flight or something, you know, before pandemic, the, what do you call those, checkup, immigration, no, not immigration, custom.
Oh, custom. Maybe.
Not custom. What they call, you have to, they have to check through your bag and all this.
Oh, the security. Yeah,
security checks. Thank you. Thank you. I completely forgot. Security check. I was like a big line and doing all of a sudden, because one flight is leaving, so few guys like rushing and going through us. And Maharaj says, "Are well, why they're like pushing like this?" And I don't remember traveling with Bhakti Charan Maharaj that much, but recently, I mean, last year, I traveled with him to Italy and New York and came back here there. So then I said, "Maharaj, should I stop them?" So Maharaj said, "Why?" I said, "Why? I'm asking you." He said, "No, but you have to answer me why you want to stop them." And it like, you know, flashed me back. I said, "Oh my God, I didn't even think why I want to stop. I was ready to stop, but I didn't think." Maharaj said, "If we cannot tolerate, then what's the difference between them and us? There is already security guard. They know their duty. Let them do their things. But nothing should bother us. We should be thinking of Krishna and Prabhupada's service." It was very nice. So I remember that, okay, that's true. What is the, who for whose benefit? It's just some mental satisfaction, you know? So, Bhagavad Gita Chaitanya Chaitamita invites us, like Haridas Thakur's character, to act in a way that becomes exemplary for others. And to become thus exemplary, Chaitanya Charitamrita or Haridas Thakur topic stands ready to help us discover the enormous reserves of spiritual strength that lie untapped at our core. So I just want you to remember that. Please.
You said we can tap this unlimited reserve of spiritual strength if we do what?
That lie untapped at our core.
Yes. You said that which lies untapped within us, right?
Yes.
We can tap that if we do what?
To get this enormous spiritual strength. It's reserved there.
Uh-huh. And how to tap it is what I'm asking. How to tap it?
Can I ask you a personal question? Did you cry for Prabhupada Krishna? I'm sure you did sometime, emotional. When you find that something promoted your emotion to flow towards them, just like sometime, okay, I generally don't say about this, like sometime I sing a song in the temple, in the middle of the kirtan going on, but I am just singing to my Lord in my mind, that please give me mercy. If you don't give me mercy, why did you take the name Patit Pavan? Where you'll find somebody's has fallen like this. Yes, you may say, well, you're not really the most fallen. Even if you say, but I feel that way. You know, I converse and I see some emotion flows. So deep down, each devotee is in their kirtan or chanting some reciprocation with the Lord. You will find some emotional connection is there and try to promote that more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
You will come out, like Prabhupada would cry. He literally cried, 1973. Madan Mohan Prabhu told me that if Prabhupada would say next day, because those days Pakistan and India had some kind of a strong war, and Pakistan is a dangerous place those days, maybe till now, I don't know, but those days. But he said, if Prabhupada would just say, all of you, few hundred of them were there, all of you, get a visa, go to Pakistan tomorrow and preach. They all would jump in the plane and go. That tears in that class was so powerful. He could not even chant because he was just thinking of his Guru Maharaj. He said his Guru Maharaj was so kind, and then all of a sudden he started crying. There is a some connection with that feeling. It triggers him always, and it is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, by hearing something, we acquire knowledge and we it motivates us. That's good. Better than them, if you, on your own, aware of that connection and you act on it. And better than that, like if you have a feeling with that connection with Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will be on your own connection with Krishna through your guru. But outside world at material level can inflict all of us with COVID-19 today, tomorrow something else. But our deep connection will give us realization of indestructibility of spiritual reality. At material level, we may be inflict by this, whatever the problem of life. But same time, because of this spiritual connection, we can relish in Krishna and not be disturbed. Prabhupada was sitting in a toilet in Mayapur. He closed the door and two cobra came to side. I don't know if you collapsible folding door.
Yes.
So Prabhupada just sat down in the toilet and he was about to close. Two cobra just came right in front of his face from two sides. And Prabhupada says, because we build the temple on the tomb of Muslims, and until the body is not dissolved, the soul is still hanging around. So they grab a dangerous snake or some animal to attack. Because those souls, that's why graveyard is not a good thing. If the human is not a advance, you know, putting them in the tomb, what that will do good. That's why cremation, anyway, I don't want to go that subject, but cremation is better because you borrowed this body from the nature, you should give it back to the mother nature.
Mm-hmm.
Or just tenant. But keeping them to dissolve for 100 years, 1,000 years, the soul is not going anywhere. They're just stuck there. So sad.
Mm-hmm.
But Prabhupada was fully aware. The fear was there. I don't know if you understand cobra. It's like a two-gun. Cobra is so dead. Two cobra, two side of his ceiling, like a 6 inches from his face, both sides. And cobra is going like this. I'm laughing. I should not laugh. But Prabhupada was fixed in Krishna consciousness. He was just chanting. And then he finished and then he called Jayapataka and Tamal. And then they came immediately. So like that, we see it's like a danger everywhere, even for Mahabhagavat, like Prabhupada. But they exhibit that, yes, we can be in the material level, inflict by all this, but we can still, same time, we can relish the indestructibility of spiritual reality, spiritual happiness in Krishna.
So how did he, I know you said that he was absorbing himself in the holy name, but how did he actually escape that situation?
Then Prabhupada finished and then he opened the door. He just pushed it. Even the cobra is there, you know, 6 inches.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like any moment. But he pushed the door and it opened again. And then he called them. And then the snake right in front of some saw disappeared. In Alachua, there is one devotee named Pushkar Prabhu. He's still here. He still remembers that. He said 15 of them ran immediately. And they're looking. It's a big bathroom. I remember that bathroom. And they were searching every room, everywhere with the stick and flashlight, this, that. They could not find. Disappears. Because
that's Pushkar Prabhu, the painter? the painter? Is that the painter?
Yes. He's still here. He still remembered. So there are many, many incidents, you know, many incidents like this. In Haridas Thakur case, we'll see as we unfold the pastimes that how serious series of dangers he went through. So be prepared, but don't be afraid, because you will be situated with your connection to Krishna, that you will be relishing even amidst of danger. You will find the pleasure of spiritual happiness. This is never demonstrated before Mahaprabhu came.
Just quickly, in connection with this conviction topic, you know, in answering, you know, another Mataji on this call, you were explaining that, you know, Guru or Srila Prabhupada, we should always have the understanding that they are there with us, you know. But how to have that understanding in a way that's not feeling like just my imagination? How to have conviction that, just like how you were saying, the child knows that the parent is there in the playground, right? I mean, the child, they have conviction about that. So how can we have similar conviction that Srila Prabhupada is always there with us, and not have it feel like imagination?
Yeah, have you seen the children plays worryless? They are not worried about the parents. They know that their mother is there in the car or talking to other mothers. And
how to feel like that?
Because the child has a relationship, is bonded. We need that kind of relationship with Krishna. What do? You start talking to the deity, talking to the holy name. Now your mind will come in between. You say, are you crazy? You're talking to marble? Krishna is a Satchidananda form. He's real. He is eager to reciprocate. So slowly built. You know, the same question I asked, that the mother who is carrying the child, does she has to learn from the teacher or from school how to love her child when the child will come out from her body, or it's natural? It's natural. I don't think any mother goes to university to learn how to love their child. It's natural. So relationship is like that. It is the affection is felt by the child from the mother. The relationship is there externally, mother and son, but it's not really relationship even. It is the feeling, affection. My mother has a protective nature. She will protect me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a strong faith like this, that Krishna will protect me.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Krishna will protect me doesn't mean on 60 mile an hour you drive 120 and say Krishna will protect. No, this is not a good. This is not actually.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly you start. You start talking to the deity, and you'll see some mystical happen in your life, and slowly you come to the point that actually you start like holding the faith that he is there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mata. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mother. Any other reflection, comment?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very nice class. I had a question as you were talking about, when you were talking about this pastime of Rupa Goswami
meditating, and then this person walking by, and you said sometimes offenses are not intentional, but then you said something about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said how to handle it, but I didn't hear the part where you said what the solution was. If such an unintended offense has been committed towards someone, what is, how do you handle it? That part I didn't fully hear, if you can. What Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said.
What is intentional? He gave definition. What is offense? First of all, what is offense? Offense, he gives a definition. Offense of a name which is consciously made in the heart and meeting. Consciously means I am aware of it, I thought about it, I feel good about it. So, this is incidental. It is a conscious choice we make. Now, you may say, well, it is not a pure conscious, it was a mixed conscious, probably. That may be so. Just like a recent example. There is a one Zoom class with some man. I invited this room. I said, he's very nice. He's really advancing so quick. Maybe will be good. He said, oh, my cousin, you know, driving away. And I said, so do you guys? No, I want to spend a little time like old age, you know, watch a movie and like this. And I'm thinking, like, he's making his own choice. It is not a cousin. He's choosing to not pay attention to this. Harikata or his good sannyasi from India. But he wants to watch a movie with his cousin because he came from long distance. After only 2 weeks passed by, on Saturday evening, and then we meet again. And he says, "I said, how are you doing? Everything is good. You passed the just had a car accident, you know, on the way back. So I just went there and we spent the whole night in the street. Then I feel like, okay, there's a story I have." So they tell him, but then I'm not going to do anything unless he's eager to understand. Perhaps if you haven't listened, this incident will not happen. We don't know the material suffering can end any moment for us if we really pay little attention to Krishna. But we, Krishna doesn't want to force us. The devotee boasts. The devotee is our family boast. Krishna doesn't boast. So, unintentional means there where he could have chosen. I even gave a hint, bring it to him. Oh no, I just want to watch the movie with him, the movie about war, some war. Well, then he faced the war, but I'm not saying that because of this. But I see practically, I learned this lesson. It can apply to me. I have to be careful too. All the time, connect is pleasing at this moment my action to Guru and Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, your voice is breaking. Yeah.
My voice is breaking?
Yeah, it was breaking. Now it's okay. Now it's we could not understand for what you were saying.
So my practical experience is that if we are little bit open-minded and embrace devotees association and appreciate. Make it like roots every day. You don't appreciate five devotees. You don't have to call them, hey, I'm calling you to glorify you. No, not like
that. Can you come near my computer? It was in the beginning. It was okay. Again, it's breaking. Can you maybe come?
Is that okay now?
Now it's okay. Again, it will break. I don't know. Yeah.
So my point is that if we start developing a quality to really appreciate devotees, to find appreciation, spiritual appreciation, we have to find quality out of 26 that are applicable. Actually, every devotee has so many good qualities. To appreciate it, you will see our offensive nature. First thing he says, go to the person who committed offense. If she or he is not willing, then find who is friend of that person and find out what will please the person. Do something in such a way that the person sees you're trying your best. And then if it doesn't work, then you go to a senior devotee and beg that, can you please let them know that I committed offense and I should not have done this, that. If that also doesn't work, then you take shelter of holy name. But then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, one should not jump into holy name. Okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I don't care what people, I don't have to apologize. No, he said that. But then he gave a very secret note. He says, if you check your doubts on spiritual life and blissful situation on the other side of the scale, two sides of the scale, more you glorify the devotee, your doubt is going down, 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 like less. And more judgmental or criticism, then the doubt increases or spiritual life goes down. Like this. Body, it is quality. Krishna actually pays attention in between and he actually helps you to come out completely and chant your name. But the sadhu was chanting your name. So these are little things that I remember. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also said that on this incident, he says, on his mango story, you all know, I'm not going to narrate that. He said he forgave himself, but he did not forget the incident. He said, I did not forget because I may repeat it again. I forgave myself so I can go on progressing, not hold grudge against myself. Sometimes we hold grudge against, I'm not good. I'm like, really? Okay, that can be a way of you can progress. But make sure it's hard. If you are in your deplorable situation and you actually feel no enthusiasm, then you're not doing it. It's really against. So we have to be very carefully guarding our life. And if you are adjusting constant, you are in a Madhyama Adhikari platform. Kanishtha Adhikari means they don't want to adjust. So Madhyama Adhikari, Prabhupada wants all of us to be in Madhyama Adhikari. Okay, I'll stop here now. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very nicely described. Thank you so much for the answer. Makes a lot of sense. Hare Krishna.
So if we don't have any more, we can close now.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yes. I don't know if anybody have any question. Otherwise, we can end the call.
Okay. Let us pay our respectful obeisances unto all the assembled Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who can fulfill the desire of everyone just like desire tree, who are full of compassion for the fallen condition. Banchai kalpataru Jai Srila
Prabhupada
Ki.
Jai. Thank you very much for nice class. Very
thank
nice.
You, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.